You are listening to a preview of Policy, a Chicago Sustainability Series dialogue with Deborah Stone, Cook County's Chief Sustainability Officer and the Director of the Cook County Department of Environmental Control. Recorded March 30th, 2017 at Civis Analytics. To find out about upcoming dialogues, community meetings, volunteer opportunities, and activations, go to sustainetheshy.com.
I am going to try not to steal Ashley's thunder in terms of talking about the energy bill that passed last November, but I do want to say that I've been working on a project on the concept of community solar, which gives me tremendous hope for this region. This is a concept that says, hey, you know, if we want to reduce our greenhouse gases in a significant way, renewable energy is a big part of that. Solar is a big part of that. But probably 80% of the people, the businesses in Cook County cannot put solar on their own roofs. So why? You know, maybe they're a renter. They don't control their roof. Or they live in a condo, you know, similarly. Maybe like my house, it's not situated right. I have a tall two flat right to the south of me. It just isn't, you know, feasible. One of the biggest reasons is that, you know, somebody's physical structure might be appropriate, but they do not have the resources to afford the upfront investment in the solar array. So the community solar concept says we're going to come in and we're going to put somewhat larger solar installations where they make sense, where the sunlight's good and you've got access to the grid without a lot of upgrades, and we are going to create a, not so much a technological innovation because it's just regular solar panels, but we're going to create a economic and social innovation where we recruit subscribers who essentially buy into the project and then can benefit from the savings. And this could take any number of different forms. You can put the solar on somebody's roof or on a vacant area. It can be built and maintained by the property owner where it is. It could be built and maintained by a third-party solar developer who's the expert, so the property owner doesn't really have to mess with it and maybe just gets a rent check for their roof space once a year. There's an equally wide variety of arrangements for subscribers. You know, somebody like me might be willing to buy in up front. I want to buy in for 20 solar panels, or I want to buy in for one solar panel because I don't have a lot of cash right now. This morning we were at a site in Evanston. We're about to announce actually 15 pilot sites for community solar. So that will be next week. So I can't do the big reveal, but this site was a nonprofit that provided affordable housing for people with physical disabilities, most of whom have extremely, extremely limited incomes. And in these apartments, the residents pay their own utility bills. And if you think about it, these are very small apartments, but they were, you know, very nice. It was a great community that helped people be self-sufficient, but they were on fixed incomes. And if your income is $1,000 a month, or maybe $600 a month, and you pay your own electric bill, which in a small apartment, you know, might be $60 to $80 a month. And if you didn't live in subsidized housing, you had a family, your electric bill might be $200 a month. That is an enormous percentage of your income. There are a lot of low-income folks who, according to Elevate Energy, which is a great nonprofit that works on energy issues, particularly for low and moderate income folks, is not unusual for your utility bills to be up to 30% of your income if you are low income on a fixed income. And so for these residents to be able to save 25 or 30% of their electric bill every month meant they'd be more likely to regularly purchase their medicines and they'd be less likely to run out of food. So we're very excited about this concept of community solar because it can be structured in so many different ways. There can be arrangements that can fit all different types of communities, all different types of structures, owners, and all different types of subscriber groups. And we really think that, although there isn't any yet in Illinois, the concept has been taking off in Colorado, in California, in Minnesota now. They've had a big program for a couple of years. And we hope we're helping to show the way by developing some case studies and some pilots. But we're just hoping this takes off and leaves us in the dust. We think this is going to be a big part of our future. We're very excited about it.